systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, March 8th, 2010. And my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
My name is Matt.
My name is Matt.
My name is Matt. This is episode 320. Shut your mouth. Thank you.
You did it first.
So much for joining us. Episode 320, the Monday night show. Of course, thejamhole.com/live. Where you should probably be watching these at. If you were watching the Friday episode. Wait, was today Monday? Yeah, the Friday show during the beginning. What?
This is episode 320.
Yes, thank you. I've clarified that. Thank
That's
you.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. Anyway, go ahead.
No, I'll wait.
No, I'm good.
Are you sure?
I'm cool. I'm looking at the kitty now. She's totally awesome. Distracting
so,
me.
Thank you.
Oh, look at the kitty.
Hack the Plant says, it's not 420 yet. Shut the fuck up.
Hey.
So, what was I saying before you fucking
you
derailed my face?
You should be watching this on the Ustream app.
Oh, yeah. You should be watching those there. I was going to say, if you were checking out Friday's live show at the beginning, you can go back to the archive and look at that. I also posted them at thejamhole.com/forums. You will see my Jon Stewart impression. I was pretty proud of that. I watched it like 3 or 4 times. It's so funny. God. I make myself laugh. I am my own biggest fan. I am such a fan of myself that I made a separate Facebook account just so I could become a fan of myself on Facebook. Boom!
Oh my God.
Just saying. Pretty awesome.
Yeah. Anyway.
Slash feedback. You can probably type some stuff and I'll give it a read. Or you can always give us a call, 406-204-4687. If you're trying to get a hold of me to tell you to give you a call, don't use the voicemail line.
Yeah,
because
no.
I may inadvertently play the voicemail where you're all like, hey, Matt, it's me. Give me a call. Here's my number. And then,
No.
You, like a few other people that have crossed the jam hole, will have to change your phone number. I have no control over these animals. They see a phone number, regardless of if I want them to or not. They're calling it all hours, all the time. They're like 7-Eleven with that shit. Always. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, I do want to say a big fat happy birthday to Chris from Anna's Pizza.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, dude. He's 19 now, I believe.
Damn, I thought he was like turned 20 or something.
He's 20. That's
oh, really?
Right, because he's over the hill. That was what they kept saying.
Oh, okay.
So we're sitting down last night, and we went and saw Alice in Wonderland, which we'll talk about here in a sec. And then we come back, and Dana's like, I want to watch New Moon. I want to watch Twilight New Moon. I'm like, I really don't.
I just want to give it a chance.
I watched part of the first one and fell asleep, and I thank myself for falling asleep during that. And then we start watching it, and I'm just like trying to take resin hits out of my pipe, like, please get me a little fucked up here. And then my phone rings, and it's Braden. He's like, hey, I'm leaving now. Where are you at? I'm like, leaving now. Oh fuck,
shit.
Today is Chris's birthday party. I totally forgot about that. Thank you though for getting me out of the house. And I gotta say, this party was awesome. There's nothing more awesome than just having free reign in a restaurant. Like,
yeah.
I got there and I was stoned. I'm like, I'm hungry. And David's like, dude, pizza's in the oven. Like, fucking right they are. This is awesome. And just having, if you guys know, thejamhole.com/250, you can get the first live audience show we did. We did that at Anna's. Ended up partying there till like 4 in the morning.
And
at this restaurant.
So awesome.
I love it. It's so great. Just like,
one day I'm going to have my own restaurant. We can do whatever. It's gonna be so awesome.
We can do whatever the fuck we want here.
Fuck yeah.
So they're drinking and shit, and me and Braden are smoking stuff, and these girls show up.
Did you get
up.
Chris to drink at all? Or?
No, he didn't take any shots. We tried to get him stoned. He wasn't doing that either. And then we took a step back and reflected on his genes and who his father is and his mother.
Like, maybe that's a good idea.
And we're like, you know what? I'm an asshole for even offering you that. That is my bad, Cap, and it will never happen again. Just,
oh, man.
You know,
he's
when you...
He's already messed up in the head as it
and
is,
I hate
so.
To be the one to push him over the edge.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
But I noticed a couple weird things. I don't know if this is a testament to me getting old and out of touch with kids these days.
I know. Oh, I'm feeling it too sometimes here and there when I hang out, when I see like my brother and his friends. I had to meet him over in Woodland Park next to the skate park to give him the other half of my my car payment to give to my dad. Well, I get there, and him and like his girlfriend, some other chick, and a couple of like teenager dudes are all hanging around. And I'm like, holy shit, I feel really stupid standing here with you fuckers right now. I'm like, I feel so fucking weird.
It's not even that. It's what kids are doing these days. Like, when I was a kid, we did things, and, you know... Then my brother's generation, they do things. But this generation, man, the kids that are like 17, 16, 18, 19 now, they're weird, dude. There's these four girls sitting there. First of all, there was like two chicks. And I guess, you know, they're friends and whatnot. And just whatever. There's a couple chicks. And then three more chicks come in. And I'm looking at one chick that just came in, and then I look back at the chick that was already there, and I'm like, you guys are fucking twins. And I've seen the look before, but, like, they had the same exact haircut, dark, everything's dark and kind of dyed a
flippy,
dark.
Like, bangs.
Yeah,
They all start on every chick now, their bangs, if you notice, they all start on their side.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Over.
It's weird. It's like they were all dropped on the same side of their head when they were younger.
Yeah, I'll
but
get them in.
Then they have the piercing that all these girls have. And I'm all about piercings, but I think this is the dumbest piercing in
what
the world.
It? What is it? What is it?
It's the Monroe. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
I saw a pretty cool one the other day.
Like right here on your lip, and every time I see it, I want to like pop it or something. It's like it shouldn't be there. First of all, it's not centered, and I have a really hard time with that because now your face is totally not symmetrical.
I had to get both sides of my nose pierced just for symmetry.
I know.
It's either in the middle or it's one on each side.
Kids these days are not symmetrical, and that. Fucks with me for some reason,
dude,
man.
I actually saw a pretty pretty rad looking chick the other day.
Pack the Planet says emo skunk. That's the first thing that came through my mind was Slicerous much, miss?
Yeah. Anyway, fucking I was over at probably Walmart or something, I'm not sure, but I saw this chick walk in and she looked younger, like 19, 20, something like that. And she had a pretty cool fucking piercing that I haven't seen a lot of chicks do. And it's right here on her cheekbone by her eye, and it's a barbell. You know?
That's so dumb,
but it looked
like,
really good on her.
Doesn't,
like, it looked badass.
Really?
Yeah, it really did. And she had her ears pierced all the way up, and she had both the sides of her nose pierced and the snake bites. And, like, she was all out for it, you know? Don't get me wrong, but it looked really fucking cool.
Shazam
like,
says
damn.
Faces aren't symmetrical. Yes, they should be. Mine is. At least when I look at it, it is.
It's not totally symmetrical.
So on top of that, that's weird. Okay, now we have two chicks that look the same and then two other girls, and they're all just like the new age emo party girls or whatever. Every
emo is
single,
just a knockoff of gothic.
Every single girl had a tattoo on her titty.
Like,
what
were they?
One. Like, one of them said, Carpe Noctem.
What's
seize
that?
The night.
Seize the night.
I'm not making this up. Carpe Noctem. Seize my titties.
That's
seize
retarded,
the night.
Dude.
I was like, oh, man. And then, so at first I'm like, there's only the three had it. And I went out to smoke and the other two girls came out. And I looked at the one that didn't have a titty tattoo. And I was like, where's your titty tattoo? And she's like, what? I'm like, your tatas don't have a tattoo on them like all of your friends do. And she's like, oh, no, it does. It's just down here. I'm like, oh, of course it does. Of course it does. What does yours say? It's so silly.
That's so awesome.
And that's what I'm thinking. Like, girls when I was younger, like, they would have tattoos and stuff, and that was cool. But, like, your titties, I don't – that doesn't seem attractive to me.
Really?
One had a – yeah, I don't – I'm not into that. I need, like, nice, full titties. I don't want fucking someone's scribbles all over them, you
See,
know?
See, I want a whole chest piece done.
That's
I wouldn't
so
get,
ugly.
Like, the one fucking tattoo on the side of the boobie. I want, you know, a chest piece that comes up to my collars
the
and
only
my
way,
and shit, not like that.
The only way I'd be cool with a titty tattoo is if, like, Nolly's Undead says it's on the underside, and it's a tattoo to cover up the scars that are, you know, those. I saw porn the other day, and, like, they flipped the chick on her back and started fucking her, and her titties were going like this. And every time her titties went up, you could see these little smiley face scars. It was so gross.
Well, I don't get implants, so it's cool, dude.
Yeah, but I don't know. And one chick had a pretty elaborate, like, mural on there.
Nice.
And it's so, like, the whole night, I'm, like,
you're
29.
Staring at her tits.
And I'm like, Braden's like, dude, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm trying to see what the fuck that says. What, miss, what do your titties say? He's like, dude, she didn't hear him. Like, excuse me, miss. And then we finally got outside. I'm like, what the fuck do your tits say? Carpe noctem. I'm a creature of the night. No, you're not.
I like chest
pieces. It was a good time.
So good
then,
one, though.
This is great. I go out again. You know, we have smoked the way outside, of course, and, you know, we're in and out kind of the whole night, and one of the times we go out there, it's just me, and I'm smoking a cigarette again, and the two girls, the Carpe Noctem girl and her friend, are out there, and they start talking about drugs, and then they start talking about heroin and methadone and pills and oxys, and I'm just sitting here like, oh, man, that's some nasty shit to get into. And then this one girl, she starts talking about this drug that she snorted the other night, and it fucked her shit up, made her all dizzy and nauseous, and just she didn't like it. You know what it was called?
What?
Tang. Do you know what
Tang? Like Tang? Like in a glass Tang?
Okay, but do you...
like with the monkey in the commercial and everything's orange. Tang! A kick in a glass!
Yes. Do you know what Tang is street slang for?
What?
Do you know when people snort Tang, what they're snorting?
Like imitation Kool-Aid? What?
No, it's a drug, but it's not made for getting high on.
What is it?
It's Suboxone! Hey, this drug tastes like orange Tang. Yeah, that's called Suboxone. You're actually not supposed to snort it. Or
I knew kids at Famous Dave's.
Why
that were
are you?
It.
That is not a recreational drug.
They can make it into one.
How?
Because it does.
You
fuck
really
you up.
Think if there was a way to do that, I would have figured that out by now. I've been on this shit for like almost
your tolerance
3 or 4
is huge,
years.
So
I got a fucking bottle of this shit, dude.
It's, dude, at Dave's, I did. I knew kids that fucking snorted Suboxone, and it got them really fucking
that's
high.
That's so gross, dude. It's like
it's because their tolerance is not nearly as bad as yours.
I don't think it's made like that, though, dude. It doesn't bind that way. It's, I don't know, man, but it made her sick.
It works
as
different
fuck.
On different people. Remember, I told
well,
you
yeah,
that
that's,
I took one of your Suboxones at one time, and I got sick, and I fucking puked.
Oh, yeah, when you stole from me. Yeah, I remember that.
I just wanted to see what it'd do.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't need it.
So I took
I mean,
one
I just
I
take them for fun. It's like, I don't
well,
need
Well, it's not
them.
Like you don't have a billion sitting up there in the fucking...
My doctor might die, okay?
I can just stockpile.
I need a stockpile just in case that happens.
But no, dude, I took one just to see what it does, and fucking I got sick and threw up and shit, dude. It,
well,
it
did you learn your lesson?
Yeah,
don't
I was
ever
like,
steal
fuck
from me again.
That shit, man. Fuck that
Every
crap.
Time you steal from me, it will make you sick and you will throw up.
Yeah, I don't know. I just did not
Shazam
like it.
Shazam says it won't get Matt high, but it'll get other folks high. I guess it gets little 17-year-old nocturnal girls high.
I mean,
that's so weird, though, that like this drug was made to not get high, to help people get off of drugs, and as a maintenance medicine. And now people are like snorting them, and it's called Tang. I'm going to go in the doctor's office and be like, man, this Tang is wicked.
Oh my God.
That just, dude, that cracked me up so much when she was talking about that. It was so funny.
Wonder if you could sell them then.
No. Then, yes, thank you for that.
Anyway.
So,
fuck. You know, there's how much Tang goes for on the streets.
I know. It's so retarded. I made like $1,000 last night. It was great. I sold like 10 of them.
Oh my God.
But, so, you know, on the Android OS, there is an app called Google Places. I was messing around with this today. This is great. Okay. So, if you live in the Flathead Valley and your GPS coordinates say that you're actually in the Flathead Valley and not in the middle of the fucking lake or Billings or in the middle of a mountain like mine has been doing lately. Thank you, GPS satellites. There's a thing on there called attractions. I'm like, I gotta see what the attractions are in this valley. Like, what am I missing, right? Do you know what's in there?
Oh, God, please tell me.
All the casinos.
Are you serious?
Do you know what the attraction is here? We have casinos.
Oh, wow. Woo!
It's so awesome. It's like, hey, looking for something fun to do? Check this out. Oh, let's see. There's casinos and casinos. That's all that's in there.
Oh,
fantastic.
Look, next to that one, there's another casino.
I know. Look, this one's attached to a casino. Oh, my God. This is amazing. So, I got an email here from Red Fox, speaking about the droid. It says, I've been pricing out droid phones and plans with Verizon, and I'm wondering if there's anything you have to say about the droid, good or bad. I figure with your tech knowledge and owning one, it would really be helpful advice for me. And usually, I just, you know, will email them back, whoever writes and is like, what do you think about this and that, and I'll email them back. But this is something that I've been getting a few questions lately, so I figured I would address it on the show so that I can tell you all at the same time. So, first of all, if you're going with Verizon, they're a good carrier here. I can't say for certain in other regions how good it's going to be. It's all we have here. We have Altel and we have Verizon here, so it's what you go with. And it's amazing here. I get, like, cable speeds on the droid. I get 2 megabits, almost 3 down, and, like, 1 up. And that's really good for a mobile device. So here it's really good. I would say, though, wait and get the Nexus One. It's supposed to come out at the end of March, and it's going to be running twice as fast as the droid. So if you want it now, get the droid. It's better than the iPhone, I think. It's better than any other Windows Mobile, anything like that. The apps are amazing. People are like, well, the reason iPhone doesn't support multitasking is if you have too many apps running at the same time, they conflict and then it'll crash. That doesn't happen. You're retarded and you're making excuses for your sad phone. So I would definitely get one. I love it. It's awesome. I've never had a problem with it except for the headphone jack, and I sent it back and I got a brand new one like right away. So
yeah.
But that's me. See, I'm active with it and I have it in my pocket when I'm filling water and this and that, and so I can see how the jack would get loose if it's in my pants and I'm bending down and So, hey. If you're nice to it, it's good. So
what's your ringtone?
My ringtone?
Yes.
It's the fucking death phone ringtone.
I mean, we're in Rose Eyes and I hear...
Oh, it's brutal.
I was like, what the fuck? Oh, my God.
But yeah, it's a great phone. And everyone that I've talked to that has one loves it, that knows how to use it. I've talked to a couple people that just didn't know what they were doing with it. And they're like, I don't get this. Like, you need a jitterbug then. If you don't get this phone, get a jitterbug or an iPhone then.
I would like to have one, but I don't want to have to pay for, you know, extra internet and all that shit.
Yeah, it's going to cost you. Phone. It's definitely going to cost you. You have to have a data plan and all that stuff. Yes, caller. You're live on the jam hole. What's up?
It's Red Fox.
Yes, I see that. What's up?
Oh, I have one other
threw
question.
You off, didn't I?
What? Yeah, because you probably saw my phone number.
One that says 1 2. Okay, what do you want? You got any more questions?
Yes, ringtones.
What about
can
it?
You make whatever you want be your ringtone.
Anything. You can set MP3s. There's a bunch of apps that are soundboards that if you hold press on them, it will set it as a ringtone. That's where I got the Mario sounds and the Zelda sounds and the Death Clock stuff and all that. Yeah, dude. And you can make your own. Just save it as an MP3. No problem.
Okay, good.
Is
that
hold on.
Because I know...
Hold on. Are you basing the decision of the phone that you purchase on whether or not you can make ringtones?
That's an important part of it.
Well, fuck
it's not
it,
the only thing.
If I'm going to have to listen to this fucking thing ring, I want it to ring how I want it to ring, right?
Yeah, I don't want the stupid, like, jazzy techno thing.
Yeah, see, I've never...
That moms have.
I've never dealt with that, because I've never had just a normal phone. I've always had, like, a Windows mobile phone or this, so I was always able to just make an MP3 real quick.
Oh, okay.
What else? What other questions? Oh. Now, get them out now. Now's the time.
How well does the internet browser work?
Well, next question. No, it's great. And if you don't like it, there's another one called Dolphin that's pretty good too. But I just used the default one. Never had a problem that it didn't solve for me. What?
And what is this thing about this Nexus One that you're talking about?
The Nexus One is the next line Google phone that is twice as fast hardware-wise and has 2.1 on it, not 2.01. Next question.
Oh, okay.
Am I getting paid right now? Bring it on.
No, did you get that check yet from the place?
What place? The rebate?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah, I got that a while ago, yeah. We talked about it when I got
okay,
it.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Okay.
You need to listen to closer, sure. Is what that's telling me. Pay better attention when you listen to this show. You'll learn something.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Any other questions? Yeah. Does that about cover it? Get the phone, it's good, or wait for the Nexus One. Verizon will carry it at the end of March. That's the rumor. So,
I have one more question, quick.
Please.
Will you pay my U.S. Cellular early termination fee?
Absolutely not, but I'll tell you, I have a phone here that has an extra line on it because of that. So what you do is just pay $10 a month for however long is left on your contract. Just drop it down to a bare line minimum, and that's it. That's what I had to do. Will you pay mine?
If you pay mine.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. Get the fuck out of here, Red Fox. All right. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it.
Dude, I want a ringtone on my phone. I want fucking, what's his name, going... Okay.
You might think it's great, but what we've run into the problem of is that there's only so many cool sounds that you can make your phone do, and I heard the Death Clock one from Braden, and I didn't think he was using it as his ringtone. I just thought he was like, check out this thing, and so I says my ringtone, and he is also using it, so to get back at me... I have my text message sound as the Mario coin sound, but
right.
He set his as that. So now whenever we hang out, whenever anyone gets a text message or a phone call,
like, everybody
we both look
it.
Like fucking jerk-offs. Like, is that mine or yours, you fucking asshole?
That's awesome.
Yeah, but...
Dude,
yeah.
I want my phone to go, I do cocaine. I want that. That'd be so great. There's this new artist out... That I actually really like, and I don't usually like a lot of new
anything?
Music or pop or chick pop artists at all.
Except for Lady Gaga.
She's okay. I don't like all of her shit. I only like a couple of her songs. You
know?
It's all right.
Does that make you feel better at night?
I haven't listened to her in a long time, so I really don't care.
You know why?
Why?
Because I deleted it off your iPod.
No, actually, it's still on my iPod.
Go
anyway,
look. It ain't there.
It's there. Trust me.
When's the last time you looked?
Fucking today.
Really?
Yeah, and it's been in my purse the entire time. You ain't had it.
Okay.
It's cool. But there's this chick, and I normally don't like this stuff, but I was listening to it, and I Googled it this morning, found the music video for it, and watched it, and I was, like, jamming out to it. I was like, holy shit. It's going to sound really stupid. I can't believe this is coming out of my mouth. But the chick's name is Keisha.
Uh-huh.
And the song's called TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And I really fucking like it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a song called Blah 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 that I really like also.
Why not? Every song is called blah, blah, blah. And you know what the lyrics are? Blah, blah, blah. That's
no,
all I
really
fucking
good.
Hear.
I like
That's
it.
That's all I,
like
I hear
it.
On the radio. It's blah, blah, blah.
Anyway.
She might get sued for copyright infringement because that's
you.
What every other fucking song is. Blah, blah, blah.
But anyway, I really like it for some reason. I want to get it and put it on my iPod.
Well, speaking
cool.
of gay, guess who came out of the closet today? Did you guys hear about this?
You?
I love this. No, you. I love it when this happens. Senator Ashburn of Bakersfield is apparently a big homo.
That's cool.
Which leads me to my next question. Are there any straight senators left? Are there any?
I don't pay attention
either,
to senators because I don't care.
Either they get in trouble for fucking kids, or they're off in Argentina cheating on their wives with a chick, which... I wouldn't be surprised if it comes out that Sanders was in Argentina fucking a dude. I'm just saying. Wouldn't surprise me. But it's like the new cool thing to do. Hey, I'm going
to
vote no on all these pro-marriage gay bills. And then next year, I'm going to come out of the closet. Why did you vote no? Because I'm a hypocrite. Actually, no. I voted no because the people that pay my bills, they told me to vote no. Because apparently they are all closet homosexuals also. So that's pretty awesome.
Okay.
Someone should like make a site like Jenny McCarthy body count of like senators...
That are now gay.
That are gay, yeah. Because every like month it seems like, dude, a new one. Like, they all see one do it and they're like, he didn't get... stoned or killed or anything like that, you know, like he still has a career. Hey, I'm gay too. You know, it's like, well, you can't say that because you're the senator of Alabama and now they are going to lynch you.
So. I don't know, maybe it's cooler for a guy to be gay.
No, it's always cooler for a chick to be gay.
No, but there's like really always. I don't know. You can't like put anything in anything.
Sure, you can. You got limbs.
Gay.
You got limbs and fingers
and
tongues.
But it's hotter,
and...
I guess, for a dude to do a dude.
No, that there's not.
There's still a dick going in a hole.
That's like, not hot. Chicks have strap-ons.
That's not hot.
That's not. It's hotter than that.
Nah.
I would much rather watch chicks fucking than dudes fucking.
Well, maybe it's because you're a dude and I'm a chick.
If I was a chick, I would much rather watch chicks fucking.
I don't know. I don't like chicks, dude. I just don't. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it, dude.
Oh, MDS says Sanders was a governor, not a senator. Thank you.
Well, whatever.
I said that purposefully so you all know how much of a fuck I don't give about it. I just thought that was amusing, so.
I don't know. I don't really dig twat, so that's not
sure
my prerogative.
You don't really dig dick either, though, let's be honest.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I just don't dig it every day.
Right. Okay, well, what Jam Hole do number 27? Jamhole.com/forums.
I didn't even read this yet. I'm
I know,
excited.
I didn't let you.
Bullshit, I got the same damn email.
Then read it.
I fucking threw it in my damn fucking questions folder because I'm saving
today.
All of them.
What happened today? You're very feisty. Are you on drugs?
No.
You look like you're on drugs.
Okay. So do you, asshole.
I am. I'm always on drugs. Jamhole.com/forums. You can play along with all these Dr. Brandanos posted them there. I'm curious. I don't know if this has been answered already. And Shazam says, fingers and tongues in pussies is hot. I agree fully. Is he a real doctor? Or is it just like a Dr. Dre kind of thing?
I don't know, dude.
I keep forgetting to ask him. I mean, I guess I could just email. I don't know. I always, like, when I think of it, it's always when we're reading these on the show, and then I always forget to do it afterwards. So make that part of the next question. I'm curious, like, what kind of doctor you are, because I need some scripts filled. So, magic slapping hands for sale. Are you ready for this? Perfect for stopping arguments. Okay? Tell me what I just said.
Something about perfect for stopping arguments.
You can choose to have the left hand of grim reality or the right hand of happy hope. Slap someone with the left hand and they will immediately... I had to think if that was my left or my right. And they will immediately see the flaws in their logic, the fly in their ointment, the flaw of their plan, or the reality of the situation.
So it snaps him back to reality, basically. Makes him think about it.
That's
yeah.
good. That's good. Slap someone with the right hand. It would be this one.
Right.
You know how I know that? because I write with my right.
That's
the only way I could remember that when I was a kid.
Really?
My mom had to drill that into my head. You write with your right. Which one's your right? Okay,
no!
Listen. Take a pencil. Oh, okay. I always had to like carry around a pen, so I knew which.
I figured it out because my left eye was fucked up. So.
Okay.
They're like, your good eye's on your right.
That's horrible. I can't see you. So, right. Slap someone with the right hand and they will feel hope in their heart, a determination to beat the odds, a reason to keep fighting, and motivation to improve. You cannot have both hands. Which one do you want? How will you use it?
What Dude, I'd Jim want both do? And just grab somebody yeah. with both hands. That'd
First,
be so awesome.
Now I know you weren't paying attention because
no,
the last
it says you
line
can't
says
have both. I know.
Okay.
But it would be cool to have both and just grab someone and see what happens.
Okay, well, yeah. I have a question, first of all. So, does that mean if I jerk off with my left hand, I will...
And you get sad and not even want to do it
But if I jerk
anymore?
Off with my right hand, I will have... My dick will be all hopeful and be like, you know, things are okay. Even
this
though
is
you're,
good. You know what? You're doing a good job right now.
Even though you're jerking
you're
off
this.
And you have a girlfriend, but you're still jerking off, I'm hopeful for the future. The left hand's like, yeah, just keep jerking it and you might want to go buy more lube.
You'll end up killing yourself if you jerk with your left hand.
The sheer reality of my future.
I know. You won't know. You need the right hand.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Yeah, I would say... I don't know, man. It depends what I'm trying to accomplish.
How about you get one and I get one and we just walk around together?
And just slapping the fuck out
yeah.
of him? That's a good idea.
Like, he's pissed off. Make him happy. Okay, touch. And then the fuck.
She's delusional.
Like,
bring her back to reality. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That would I would have to be a pimp at that point.
Your pimp hand way strong?
Oh, I would keep the left hand of logical reality. Just fucking buff as fuck. But then you would have to keep the right hand equally as strong. So I'm good with my right.
So strong.
I might
so
have
strong.
To go with the right hand of hope just because I'm right-handed and you would have to just...
See, but you're the heavy skeptic. I would think that you would do the left hand just so when you're debating a Christian, you slap him with the left hand, it's done.
But maybe I just want to slap him with the right and move on.
Why would you want to make someone happy again?
Well, I wouldn't make him... Well, yeah, that's true. Never mind. Left hand all the way. They call me Lefty. But that's good because there's both of us. We can each
yeah,
have one.
Yeah, see,
I
would
that.
Think that you would have the left hand
of, course.
Of, like, snapping back to reality type deal because you really like to debate people on certain shit.
Yeah, that's weird,
and
though.
And so you would just hit them and be like, now what the fuck do you think? They're going to be like, you know what? You're fucking right. I hate my life.
I hate... I'm going to go... Everything was a lie. I'm going to go kill myself. You would
yeah.
have such a high suicide rate if I had the left hand of logic.
That would be
oh
awesome, dude. I should keep the right hand of happiness and hope.
Just
and
for
shit.
Us? Just
yeah.
to smack me with?
Be happy.
Deesh. Like, you might get sex tomorrow. Deesh. Hey, I'm hopeful that tomorrow I might get sex. And then I slap myself and I'm like, you're never getting sex again. This is retarded. She's lying to you. And then you smack. We like all just have like black eyes all the time.
I would do the right. You would do the left.
What
definitely.
Happens if you slap an ass? Like if we're doing it and
well, then
I just.
That ass becomes hopeful.
Oh, man, that's so great. That's so
or
awesome.
It just starts to hate life and gets saggy and stretch marked. I don't know.
That's not a good ending.
Maybe it poops because it's like, fuck you. Bleh. I don't know.
That's an interesting thing to think about, though.
I do like that. That's
the,
cool.
The left hand and the right hand.
Much
and
better,
that,
Dr. Pernado.
Is it
much
interesting?
This time.
I know, he said, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's hard, though, man. I feel your pain, dude. I got to write show notes 3 days a week. I couldn't imagine on
dude,
top of
that.
Dude,
half the time it's just like six squiggly sentences.
Me?
Oh, show notes. I thought you meant like your notes for the show.
Have you read my show notes, dude? I have
I'm
the most elaborate
in your notebook.
I have the most. Oh yeah, no, not
that's
these,
what I'm talking about.
Not these
your
show
scribbly
notes.
Scribbly little. That's what I'm talking about.
My hand encrypted fucking key here that no one. Can
oh,
crack.
Hack the Planet says pause your show. I need to piss.
Oh, okay, no problem. Get the fuck out of here. So I had a question about this. Now, is that weird? That in the Apostles' Creed, in a Lutheran religion, that Jesus sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty.
Mm.
And the right hand is nay.
Hey, guess who showed
is
up?
Not the logical one.
Guess who's fashionably late to the show, as usual? Thank you, sir.
In my office now!
This is the last time you will be allowed to be late, sir.
Where are my pink slips? God. You're getting a demerit. Do you remember demerits? Did you ever get demerits in school?
No, I got suspended.
Suspensions? Okay, demerits were before that. See, I went to this Christian school like until eighth grade, and there was no pink slips, none of that stuff. It was name on the board. That was a warning. Then a check. That was like a very stern warning. Two checks. We're getting Jesus involved. Now, when I got out of that, and I was in trouble a little bit here and there, but I got out of that. You get up into like junior high and high school, and there was this thing called demerits, and they were pink slips and shit. And then you got three demerits in a quarter, and you had a suspension.
See, mine.
I hated that, man. I liked my name on the board.
In high school at Booker High in Sarasota, Florida, it was you would get wrote up, you know, and if
was it pink?
I don't remember.
Probably that's a pink slip. That's a demerit.
No, you would get wrote up. And if you got wrote up three times within a week, you would get an ISS, an in-school suspension.
Right.
Okay. And if you, like what I, this is how I fucked up a lot, is if you're late to a class.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
had, you couldn't go to the class, you had to go
They locked the door too? They did that there? Yeah.
Yeah, you have to go to the tardy tank.
That's
the
a
tank
bitch thing.
With Miss Jackson, and she was the shit.
Did you ever say... I'm sorry,
oh,
Miss
yeah,
Jackson.
It was right when that song.
Oh, I am for real.
That it was right when that song came out, so it was awesome. And she's
oh,
this big black lady. Oh,
that's
yeah, dude.
Brilliant.
It was so great. And
she's like, "Bitch, that song was written about me." Shit.
No, I'd walk in. She'd be like, "Miss Whitten, what you doing here again?" Like,
oh man,
it was so great.
I wish I would have had black teachers. That would have made school so much
dude,
more fun.
Dude, you have no idea. Anyway, so if you were late to a class three times within a certain amount or whatever, you would get an ISS. And ISS is you sat in the tardy tank for half of the day. And I remember you weren't allowed to use your headphones.
Time well
you weren't
spent.
Allowed to like do anything. You had to sit there and fucking do work, schoolwork or whatever. And I had this desk all the way in the back of the room in the corner against the wall. And I would put headphones on and I would lean against the wall and fall asleep. Right? Well, other kids would be like, "Miss Jackson, why does she get to listen to her headphones?" And blah, blah. You know she's asleep. And they're like, this is my favorite line she's ever said. She was like, "You leave Miss Whitten alone. She in here all day long."
Oh, fuck.
I was just like, yeah.
That's awesome. That's so
she
awesome.
She in here all day long. You leave her alone. It was so great, dude. But I don't know. Yeah, we used to do that. And basically, before I started getting... I got all these ISSs, got wrote up and had in-school suspensions, whatever. And then they started to suspend me, like out-of-school suspensions. And I would be suspended for 2 or 3 days
then
or whatever.
Then mom and dad find
and
out.
And no, fuck that. They knew.
Oh, okay.
They didn't give a fuck. They're like, "Oh, you got fantastics on your report card again. That's amazing." Anyway, fucking, I get A's in art, whatever.
This one's an F-. Yeah. I see why you're a cook now. Weird, I know, correlation, causation.
I was actually very
but
good.
But in this case, I'm going to go ahead and say that, yes, it does.
I was actually very good in school. I just chose not to do anything because I hated everything. Hey, anyway, so...
Fuck it, I'm going to be an art teacher. Fuck y'all.
You're so funny.
Sorry.
Anyway, so fucking I figured out, I'm like, huh, if I do this, I can get out of school suspensions. So I kept fucking doing that for so long. And then the assistant principal, Mr. G, Mr. Gilliland. Mr.
OG.
He was a white guy, too. He was great. He'd ride around his golf cart with his Rasta, fucking Hailey Burke.
Nice.
He was so great. He was like, "Why you always got Hailey with you?" I don't know. And fucking just rides off. Like,
I have no idea what's going on right now.
He was always
I think
high,
I'm supposed
think.
To teach something.
Dude,
here,
my high
here.
School was what's, so fucked
what's,
up.
What's 2 + 2? 4. All right, I taught for the day. I'm going home.
I would probably get high in the killing room. Anyway, so like, I figured out how to do it, and I kept getting all these out of school suspensions. And Mr. G came up and he was like, "You know, I am suspending you from having out of school suspensions." And I'm like, "Excuse me?"
He's I know like, your game.
He's like, "You are going to be in school suspensions from now on."
I'm
he's
on
like,
to
only
you.
You.
I'm on to you,
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, so I got to know Miss Jackson really well. She was awesome. She had these big turbo titties. Like, and when she walked, it went like this.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. It was so cool.
She starts slowing down a little bit before she get to the door because that momentum. Yeah. That
it was
just
cool,
carry
though,
like, oh, missed it again. Damn it.
We had we had block scheduling, so I had two classes, like math and English, and then my last two classes were 2D and 3D art. And there was two lunch periods, and mine was the earlier one that I normally went to. And when you have the ISS, in-school suspension, you have to go to the second lunch.
Right.
And I'm like, fuck, I don't want to do that. And so there's this guy who paints the football fields, the groundskeeper guy type of dude.
Groundskeeper Willie?
Yeah, basically, dude. And he would always
was
come in.
Was he all
in.
Creepy?
No, he was black.
Get to class.
He was black. Anyway.
Oh.
He would come in and basically take volunteers to help him paint the football fields or clean something or do whatever. And, dude, I got picked every fucking time. And if you did that, you got to go to your first lunch period. And that was pretty fucking badass. He used to do that all the time and found out he smoked pot and we smoked pot. And if he fucking had this big-ass blunt. He always chewed on a fucking cigar end.
That's disgusting.
And then he always had a blunt
for
right
the
here in his fucking hat, dude. And we went into the groundskeeper garage shop thing by the football field and toked up. It was super cool.
No child left behind. Good, guys. Good.
My
all
high
right,
school
well,
was fucked up.
Moving on. Speaking of Florida here, this
had
is
a great education.
This is something I've been wanting to talk about for a few episodes, and we're going to do it now. So, you know Scientology, right? Let's let's focus on them for a few minutes here.
I don't know anyone who is a Scientologist.
Well, do you know where Clearwater, Florida is?
Yes, I do.
Is that your paradise?
Nope.
Damn it. All right, well.
I'm telling you, man, you're not going to get one unless it's, I don't
apparently,
know.
Apparently, does it exist? Can, yeah. Can you show me?
There are a couple of news stories
can,
back there.
Can
while,
you show me on Google Maps?
Yeah.
Okay. So Clearwater
got loose in Sarasota, Florida once. That was kind of cool.
Okay. Clearwater, Florida, Scientologists not doing so hot.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
And
Clearwater's close to it, though.
These are some
like an hour
fucked,
away.
These are some fucked up people. I was listening
Tampa's
to
Clearwater.
I was listening to Atheist News or no, it was Chariots of Iron. It was their other podcast they do, which I really enjoy. And thank you, Jason, for turning me on to that. Same guys. They do these two shows and they had a guy on that they were interviewing that was in Scientology and in like way in there. And he was talking about that Miscavige guy that we talked about a long time ago about how that wiki page got defaced and
I took a screen cap
of it. I was like, okay. And dude, the shit that he was saying about like I'm not you guys have to go back and listen to it. It's I forget what episode, but it's Chariots of Iron. It's the Scientology one that they did. It's so crazy. Like this guy was in it, you know, like high up and shit, and he finally just was like, this is fucked up. He saw some crazy fucked up shit. And this is a little bit of what he was explaining. So the Scientologists here, Christy King Colbrand and her husband Chris, they were recruited as teenagers to work for the elite core of staff members who keep the Church of Scientology running, known as the Sea Organization or Sea Org, S-E-A, Seamen. Okay, they signed a contract for a billion years.
What?
Okay, right. Here's your contract. Okay, yeah, everything looks good. Oh, except for the part where it's for a billion years. Okay, yeah, don't worry about that because actually the church believes that Scientologists are immortal, which is kind of funny because you could just shoot one of them and be like, I rest my case. And they'd be like, no, his soul is with Xenu now. Like, no, dude, no, he's not. That's
collective energy.
That's a
probably.
Sci-fi movie.
Some
okay,
shit.
That's a sci-fi movie. Come on, they worked 7 days a week, often on little sleep, for sporadic paychecks of $50 a week at most. And this guy did the math. He was there for about 15 years, he said, and he made 35 cents an hour, is what his overall wage came out to be for the 15 years there. Working 20-hour days, like, no rest, just retarded shit, you know? And everyone's like, no, it's a church, it's good. But after 13 years of growing disillusionment, the Colbrands decide to leave the Sea Org, setting off on a Kafkasek journey that they said required them to sign false confessions about their personal lives and their work, pay the church thousands of dollars it said they owed for courses and counseling and accept the consequences as their parents, siblings, and friends who are church members cut off all communication with them. And this is so crazy because that's exactly what happened to that guy. His mom and brother are still in there. He hasn't talked to them in like over 5 years because they won't let him. Hmm. And they say for the greater good of humanity, this is how it has to be. Like, it's so fucking crazy. And I don't understand how people can believe this. Like, I understand believing in God. I totally get that. That's fine. I don't even begin to understand how this makes any kind of relevant sense in anyone's life, you know? Like, I can totally see how Jesus and all that stuff, it's a stretch. Granted, it's a fucking stretch. But this, like, this isn't anything relevant at all. This is so far-fetched that it blows my mind that people, and not only the fact that they will believe in it, but what they give up, dude. They don't have any communication with their families once they go into this. Like, you're cut off, you know? Thank you, co-host.
Yeah,
wonderful.
No.
So, right, all the money and this quote. Why did we work so hard for this organization? Miss Colbrand said. And why did it feel so wrong in the end? We just didn't understand.
Because your shit is stupid.
Well, they soon discovered others who felt the same, searching for websites about Scientology that are not sponsored by the church, an activity which is also prohibited when they were in the Sea Org. No outside communication, right? So everything these leaders are telling you is truth, and that's it. And you can't look it up for yourself. The only sites you have access to are Scientology sites.
Ugh.
Which, like, of course they're going to say, oh, no, everything's fine. You're having doubts? That's perfectly normal.
Brainwashing, dude. You can't.
Just give us another $1,000, and we'll level you up.
It's like we were just watching an episode of the new fucking Full Metal Alchemist thing that had come out, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember
yeah,
Father Cornello.
Like the sun god. Yeah, yeah. It's what
it's
he was
just
doing.
Just like that, dude. It's exactly
it's
like
so
that.
So crazy. But that's a cartoon, and this is real life, and these are real people that are really fucking falling for this shit.
Hey.
That blows
hey.
My mind. Hi.
It's not a cartoon.
Full Metal Alchemist? That's a way of life.
It's anime, bro.
It's a cartoon, bro. 56 years later.
Beetlejuice is a cartoon.
You
fucking
are a cartoon.
Ed Nettie is a cartoon. Okay. Full Metal Alchemist is beautiful. It's an anime. Thank you.
How is the anime animated? Like a cartoon. Moving
yes,
on.
Yes, but it's 50. Very well done. Thank you.
So is fucking. Never mind. 56 years later, after its founding by the science fiction writer L. Ron Hubbard, who died in 86, the church is fighting off calls by former members for a reformation. The defectors say Sea Org members were repeatedly beaten by the church's chairman, David Miscavige, often during planned meetings, pressured to have abortions, forced to work without sleep on little pay, and held incommunicado if they wanted to leave. The church says the defectors are lying. Of course. That's weird that they all happen to have the same lie, right? Church, right? Is that weird? No, it's totally normal. It's fine. Move
every
on.
Every religion has that type of shit.
Not
so,
to this extent,
man,
though.
Yeah, no, well, they brainwash. I mean,
oh,
Christian
completely.
Schools and fucking
yeah, but
evangelical
they don't go,
schools and shit.
Fucking kids is the worst, I would say, that you'll find in that area of religion. This is like they're torturing people and beating them and cutting them off from family and like they're doing some fucked
like,
up
like you're
going
to believe this shit whether
and
you like it or not.
The kicker, you paid to do that. Oh, that's
that
so fucking brilliant. What a fucking scam. The church works hard to cultivate public members, especially celebs like Tom Cruise, John Travolta, Nancy Cartwright. She's Bart Simpson. Okay, whose money keeps it running, but recently even some celebrities have begun to abandon the church, the most prominent of whom is the director and screenwriter Paul Haggis, who won Oscars for Million Dollar Baby, Crash, never seen those. Did you see that? Million Dollar Baby?
Yeah, I did.
Was it good?
Yeah, I think
really?
So.
Never
yeah,
even
it was
heard of
about
it.
A boxer chick.
Oh, okay, yeah, I did her, but I didn't.
It was pretty
I wasn't
cool.
into boxing.
It's
like,
kind of sad. It's really good, though.
Is it?
It is. I think it's really good. So,
Mr. Haggis had been a member for 35 years. His I wonder if this is the guy they interviewed. That kind of, that's weird. I should go back and listen. That's crazy if it is. His resignation letter leaked to a defector's website recounted his indignation as he came to believe that the defector's accusations must be true. Quote, "These were not the claims made by outsiders looking to dig up dirt against us," he said. "These accusations were made by top international executives who had devoted most of their lives to the church." And of course, the church responded to the bad publicity by denying the accusations and calling attention to a worldwide building campaign that showcases its wealth and industriousness. Of course. Why'd you tell the world how you got all of that wealth and industriousness, you fucking creepy fucks? Oh, man. So it just kind of goes on for a little bit, but really interesting story that when people that were parts of it for that long are finally realizing that maybe this isn't that good of a thing, then yeah, you have problems. So no good. Let's talk about some weed, nigga. What you know about weed, nigga? Did you see a while ago, a couple days ago, there were some articles floating around that pot smoking when you're a kid, when you're a younger adult, will create wicked psychosis as when you get older. There was quite a few articles going around like that.
Explain to me what psychosis is real
nuts.
Quick. Nuts. Nuts?
Big ol' hairy nuts.
I got some of that.
Yes, you do.
So,
absolutely.
That might be true.
No, it's, well, a little bit, possibly, person to person, depending on, but not to the effect. Like, so, here, I'll get to it in a minute, but some of these headlines are like, basically like Reefer Madness shit. Like, this is totally a lie.
Reefer Madness.
Yeah, I'm gonna get stoned and then rape some bitches, so see you later. Early and then continued use of marijuana does seem to be associated with an increased risk of psychosis and hallucinations, but let us quell some incipient panic, please.
Okay.
Previous studies had found a link, not necessarily a cause or effect, okay, just a link, between cannabis use and psychosis, so researchers in Queensland, Australia decided to investigate further and have now established what they consider a fairly strong connection between the length of weed use and the likelihood of psychosis in young adults, which is weird. I would be interested to see the control in the study because most young adults now are going to be a little nuts when they grow up.
And look at the crop we got growing right now, man.
Yeah, exactly. So,
like the kids you saw at the fucking party, man.
And that's the whole correlation causation thing. Just because they all smoke weed, not all of them ended up nuts, but some of them did. And it's like, well, those kids that are nuts would have been nuts regardless.
Yeah.
You know, maybe the weed helped them chill a little bit. I don't know, but so it's just fucked up that when there's studies like this, because the media does a horrendous job of reporting it, and they take the headlines, and like I said, I'll get to the headlines that they came up with. They're just completely ridiculous, like no fucking way. But people read them, and they're like, oh my god, and then they beat the shit out of their kids because they catch them smoking weed. It's like, that's going to make you crazy. It's like, well, no, you beating the holy fucking shit out of me every night and probably molesting me.
Well, I mean, they blame
me
my
crazy
bad grades and everything on smoking pot. But, you know, in high school, it wasn't just the smoking pot. It was the fact that I didn't want to go to class.
Right.
You know, I thought it was boring.
But see,
as
I would
shit
just smoke pot and then go to class. It wasn't all that
well,
hard.
I did.
To
I
do
would smoke pot and skip my other classes and go to my art class all day long.
Of course.
I didn't do. I was good at. I was really good at English and all that stuff, and I was good at math or whatever. I just. It was boring. I was like, I can't fucking.
Well,
sit
and
here
a lot of that though is the teachers not making it.
Well,
interesting,
yeah, there was
dude
this old like, lady fucking teaching math.
Turn to
that
this page
at me
and
all the time
fucking read it. Like
she
oh, okay,
bitched
cool
at me and fucking sent me to the office and told me said that I was wearing sunglasses in class and I wouldn't take them off when they were my prescription fucking glasses that were transition lenses and they had a tint to them.
Cobra, so like, Cobra 666 says, my friend doesn't get depressed anymore since she smokes weed. That's right. Yeah. Weed helps. So the researchers even checked out pot use and psychosis symptoms among siblings just to make sure they haven't been missing some genetic or environmental factor, and they don't seem to have been. So pot use may well play some kind of role in what researchers term psychosis-related outcomes, air quotes. But the researchers write in their conclusion, quote, the nature of the relationship between psychosis and cannabis use is by no means simple. As they point out, those individuals who are vulnerable to psychosis, i.e. those who had isolated psychotic symptoms, were more likely to commence cannabis use, which could then subsequently contribute to an increased risk of conversion to a non-affective psychotic disorder. Right. So,
okay.
In addition, analysis that incorporated adjustments for depressive and anxiety-related disorders led to a reduction in the strength of the association between the weed and the psychosis-related outcomes. Ergo, depression and or anxiety disorders may mediate or moderate the pathways between cannabis use and psychosis-related outcomes. And then they're going to, of course, study this more. This is very fascinating, provocative stuff, especially as it pertains to young adults still developing brains. But the key word is associated. So, the headlines. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
One read, long-term cannabis use can double risk of psychosis. That was nowhere in the study, bro hound. Okay?
No.
First of all, nowhere in the study. I have been long-termly using cannabis, and I'm cool. So,
are you sure?
Yeah.
Look at you.
I don't have psycho... No, don't... Okay. Don't confuse neurosis with psychosis, okay? Look at me. That's neurosis. Now look at you.
What's neurosis?
That's psychosis. Neurosis is having to have everything symmetrical and clean somewhat.
You mean OCD.
And sex every night. Right. That's a neurosis.
Okay.
You just being a crazy whack bitch, that's a psychosis.
That is okay. Not.
Do you get the difference?
I'm not okay. Psychotic.
Okay.
What?
That's...
I feel bad for the podcast listeners. They won't be able to see that.
Watch live. You know the drill. All right, next headline. Study finds cannabis use is crazy making. Next one. Teen pot smokers at high risk of mental illness. That, like, if I smoke weed, I will be retarded. And I will for, like, you know, an hour. But I can function if I have to. I just choose not to. And I write some amazing stuff, I think. So, but they're making it sound
like
they're making it sound like if your kid smokes weed, he's going to have Down syndrome or autism.
Right. Okay, check this out, dude. It's like any other drug or chemical or anything. It depends on your body type and your chemical makeup. It depends on what your body does with the drug.
Zofu says, have they studied the psychosis of people who watch mainstream news and people who don't?
Anyway, so, dude, seriously, though, it depends on your fucking makeup to decide what that's... I mean, because you can fucking take an Oxy-80 and be fine. I can take an Oxy-80 and OD.
Well, that's different, though. That's not genetic makeup.
I mean, like,
that's tolerance.
Well, check this out. Too like you could take something and it does something to you, and then I could take that same thing and it
well,
does
right.
something completely
Let's say
different to me.
If I take penicillin, it'll fucking kill me. If you take penicillin, you'll be just fine.
Right.
So
I mean, it's just like that. I mean, there's probably like one in every like babillion people that have some weird reaction when they smoke pot.
Right. But with that, we're getting into a whole different land. That's not like neurological stuff. These are genetic traits that we're talking about. I'm allergic to this because of certain genetic markers in my DNA. Like, it's not what this is saying. This is saying, if you're smoking weed and your brain is still developing, you're going to be fucking crazy retarded when it gets older because it won't develop those neural pathways completely.
I'd seem fine.
But, yeah, no, exactly. It's not everyone, and that's what the association is. They're getting it wrong here. Those kids that end up having psychosis just because they smoked weed, that doesn't have anything to do with it. They would have had psychosis regardless of if they smoked weed or not. That's the correlation causation argument. So it's just fucked up that one study comes out and the media twists it into headlines like marijuana smoking teens prone to schizophrenia or teen pot smokers at high risk of mental illness. You know, that kind of shit.
Now I know what happened to your friend Matt.
That, okay, that one I'll give you.
I like Fast Matt. Matt.
I like Matt. Matt's a good kid. Yeah, so I will. Sure. I'll put a link to this in the show notes, and this article links to the full study. So if you guys are interested, you can check that out.
Meh.
Let's talk about Nigerians for a sec.
Why?
Because they're having some violence problems once again.
Okay.
Or maybe they just haven't stopped. They're continuing violence problems here. Hundreds of people, including many women and children, were killed in ethnic violence near the city of Jos in Nigeria at the weekend. The officials say villages had been attacked by men with machetes who came from the nearby hills. That's creepy. Hills, men with machetes, fucking hey, dude. Troops have now been deployed in the area, and dozens of arrests are said to have been made. The acting president, Goodluck Jonathan, has...
What?
Hold on. Your name is Goodluck Jonathan?
What?
Holy shit, is this for fucking real? Because I heard UID talk about some dude whose name was Goodluck Jonathan... And I thought he was totally fucking around. Holy shit.
Goodluck?
Your name is Goodluck Jonathan? Oh, that's fucked up. I totally thought
like good
Seth
luck
was...
is his first and middle name or something?
No,
or first
good
name?
Luck is his first name. Jonathan is his last name. President.
I would go by John.
You can just call me good luck. Call me Mr. Luck. That's so fucked
it's
up.
It's like people that are named Happy.
I totally thought
like
that
like
Seth
that.
Was making that up.
Or
that's
Sunshine.
Funny.
Like I've met people named Sunshine. It's
good luck,
weird.
Jonathan. I've never met a Nigerian named Jonathan.
Yeah.
Let alone
right?
Good luck. That's fucked up. Was that Chuck's deal too then?
Good luck, Chuck.
I never saw I that know. Movie, but
it's
I know
movie.
The name.
He's a good actor.
Who?
Fucking Dane Cook.
I'm gonna just go ahead and pretend you didn't say that.
I liked him in Good Luck
and,
Chuck, man.
Hope
I don't
that
really
I can still get hard
up.
To have sex with you.
Don't dig his stand up, but he's an alright actor.
Is
not
he?
Bad.
Yeah, he was somewhat amusing in that other movie. I don't know.
Yeah, Good Luck
anyway.
Chuck is good. Lots of like shots of him fucking.
Okay,
chicks.
That's enough. Thank you. So, Good Luck Jonathan has ordered security forces to prevent more weapons being brought into the area. He also has sacked the country's national security advisor, Bad Luck Mukhtar. Jos has been under military curfew since January when at least 200 people died in clashes between... Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Who's killing people? Who's killing people?
Churches.
Right? Which ones?
Christians.
And?
Scientologists.
No.
Fuck.
What? Their arch enemy, the Muslims.
Okay.
That's
I got
why
it
I
half
wanted,
right.
That's why I wanted to read this story, because Christians and Muslims are killing people, and that's awesome.
Scientologists are just torturing
Praise
them.
The Lord. A man cut off his wife's head with a kitchen knife because she wouldn't have sex with him. I want you to learn from this story.
Took a shot of cocaine
no.
and I shot my woman down. Johnny Cash, don't you know?
He cut her head off because she refused to have a child with him.
Okay.
That could have been you. If you weren't with me,
yeah,
if
no,
you
that
were with
me.
If you were with some other dude that wanted a kid, that could have been you.
Yeah, you could just go find another chick.
No, I'll yeah. just cut your fucking head off. And then I will keep the body alive. I will impregnate the womb. And I will just have this headless tits and vagina with a belly with a little baby growing in it.
And how would it be alive?
I would keep it alive. Life support system?
Without
duh.
A head and a...
Yeah, the head's overrated. I mean, unless I'm getting it. Nicole Cousin, think
you
about it.
You got that quick because I was
about
like,
it.
You know,
think
head
about
is
it.
Really overrated.
Nicole Cousin, 47, was found dead near Calais in northern France. Mr. Cousin allegedly told police that his wife had refused to have sex with him during their marriage because she was afraid any child would be born with MS. That sucked. Huh. But that's... He should respect that,
out,
I think.
Man.
I know. That's like good looking out, man.
Does
for
she
sure.
have MS or did he have MS?
Probably her. Let's see. He faces life in prison if convicted. According to the lawyer, Mr. Cousin was stricken by horror at
Mr.
his
Cousin?
Deed. Yes, his name is Mr. Cousin.
What the fuck,
Felipe,
man?
Good luck. This is fucked up.
This
are
is
these,
bullshit.
Hold on. Where? Oh, these are all Onion stories. That's my bad. No. So yeah, you know, just fuck your man, I guess, is the moral of the story.
She don't want no babies.
He is undergoing psychological treatment in prison. He was horrified at his deed after, which was driven by midlife angst and frustration at not being a father. Ugh. You got that all backwards, dude. I'm not a father. Woo! Whee! Yeah, not like, God, if you don't give me a child, so help me. I
got one over and
your...
I'm on birth control and I think I can't conceive. Woo!
Woo! He's nice. Like, no, if you don't give me a baby, I'm going to kill you.
She'd be like, I had my ovaries taken out.
All right. Michael Clarkson, this guy, he was in charge of 29 pupils. Okay.
Okay.
At a school here. One of the largest public schools in the country, in Portugal. He might have filmed a student having sex, possibly.
Just with himself maybe. Or another student?
A classics teacher at Shrewsbury School allowed a pupil to have sex in his room while on a school trip, then filmed it on a video camera.
Oops.
Why? I'm curious how the video leaked. Like, why is that not for your personal collection?
He's trying to sell to the other teachers, man. It's like, hey, all, you know this hot chick I got in my class? Yeah, you know the one. Check this out.
You know what I want. All these sex tapes from celebs, the teachers are like, I got a sex tape. Who wants it?
Right.
I mean, it's of the students, but...
Now, how old are these students? Are they college, high school, or what?
Let's see. Yesterday, he was banned from teaching for 4 years. That's probably a good first step, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
He's in his 30s. He was fired from his job at the Shrewsbury School, which just so happened to be attended by Charles Darwin and famous Radio 1 DJ John Peel. That's weird. They're like, okay. Yeah, we got a Darwin and a Radio 1 DJ John Peel. Cool. Could have just stuck with Darwin and been good, yeah. I guess. General Teaching Council heard how Clarkson organized the trip and was the senior teacher among five other members. He failed to impose curfews on the students and allowed them to drink alcohol and stay out at a nightclub until 4:30. Now, and that's not so bad as we think of it here. Like,
right.
in overseas, in Europe and stuff, like, kids can drink when they're 16. Like, they don't go crazy like kids here do. So that's not the fucked up part. On the final night of the trip, here's the fucked up part. Clarkson allowed a 17-year-old male pupil to use his hotel room to have sex with a girl he met in a nightclub. And I guess you're 17, and that's cool. That's a cool teacher, right?
Yeah, fucking A.
Okay, well, fuck it then. When the pupil asked Clarkson if he could use the room for a second time, the teacher agreed and told the pupil to text him when he had finished, and he would give the female a lift home.
What a nice teacher.
He's like, I'll give her a ride home and sloppy seconds, hopefully.
Dude, that's actually like a nice dude, man.
I know. It's doing him a solid.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. Try to get him fired and shit.
But how old did they say? Did it say how
17.
Old? 17. Okay.
And I'm assuming the chick at the nightclub wasn't, you know,
somewhere
that much older.
There,
probably
yeah.
19 or 20, maybe. But yeah.
Fuck, man. He's just wanting to do it in a safe place.
But then you get to the whole, why did you film it, you creepy fuck?
Yeah,
that's okay.
True.
Maybe not so much. I mean, she was hot.
Maybe he left
but
his laptop camera running.
That's
you
your
know.
Student. Yeah. If there's a piece of sticky note over it, poke a hole through it.
Right.
That's
right.
So fucked. So the pupil used the room to have sex with the girl, then returned to the nightclub around 4:30. When the student asked Clarkson if he could use the room again, they did that. During the second sex session, the teacher noticed noticed a video camera was switched on and pointing at the bed.
Pew, pew.
Yeah. He scrolled back through the footage and saw Clarkson setting up the camera and positioning it in the bedroom with a weird, creepy look on his face. When he confronted the pupil, Clarkson apologized and claimed it was a joke.
That's not a joke.
Joke's on you, because when they got back, the kid reported him. Joke's on you.
Yeah.
The cops and social services interviewed the boy, but no charges were brought due to the age of the pupil. It was not regarded as a child protection issue. Mike Tonks, a teacher at the school, carried out an investigation and found that initial curfew times had become later and later, and on the final night, Friday, there was no curfew at all. So that's pretty awesome, I think. I don't know.
Up until the videotaping part, it sounded like totally cool, solid teacher.
I was totally on board up until the part where the kids saw you setting up the fucking camera with a weird, creepy look on your face. You creepy fuck.
Yeah, it's a little odd. So,
all right. Well, let's.
Do you want to talk about these movies?
Oh, yeah. We saw Alice in Wonderland. Sci-fi did it better. Next. How was New Moon?
Poop, man. Why you didn't just want to say anything about it?
Sci-fi did it better. The Sci-Fi Channel series Alice was better than Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland. That's all I'm saying.
I did like the storyline.
It was cool.
Better.
It was cool.
In Alice, listen to me. Shut up.
It was cool.
I like Alice, but Alice in Wonderland, I think they did a really good job. I honestly liked it. A lot of people say they don't like it and stuff.
No, it was a cool movie.
But you know
what?
Johnny Depp, amazing job.
He's a good Hatter,
dude.
For sure.
Fucking
But honestly, I liked the Hatter from the sci-fi Alice better. I don't know why. He was just... It was a different story, and that's...
They're both hot as fuck.
Yeah,
I'd do them both at
they
the
are.
Same time.
Yeah, right.
DP. You
no,
know
they would try and do you, and you'd be like, nah, we just had sex like last week. I don't want to fuck again.
If it's Johnny Depp, dude, as the Mad Hatter, that'd be hot.
So it is a problem with me. You're a lying bitch.
Dude, you'd probably take it in the ass
but
for
no,
some dude.
Did you notice that because it was in 3D... Did you notice that they tried to copy a few scenes that Avatar did? Like, because Avatar was the first big 3D movie that was way blown out of proportion, right?
Okay.
So, a lot of the shots to demonstrate the 3D capability, like, look what we can do with this stuff, I noticed Alice in Wonderland doing the same shots. Like, look at these weird bugs that are flying around and, like,
and
I don't
like
know.
Ash and glitter and
yeah,
shit.
I noticed
floating.
Probably, like, four or five shots that it was like Tim Burton was like, look, I can do it too, James. Hey, James, look, I have weird little flying bugs too. Look, James, this lights up when they walk. Cool, it's all 3D.
Like, I really like bright colors and shit.
Yeah, no, it was a good
story.
It's
very eye-appeasing, I can tell you that.
I was just bummed that the Sci-Fi Channel one was better, I thought. I don't know.
I like the characters better in Alice in Wonderland. The actual, like...
Yeah, the get-ups and all that. Well, of
like
course.
The chick with the big head and shit.
That's just a bigger budget.
Yeah,
but...
and the hair that keeps throwing shit.
Yeah, yeah. That, cool. It was like, cool. It wasn't as awful as everyone said it was.
The Jubber Monster or whatever
haters.
The fuck you want
to
call it.
What was totally awesome to me personally, because I'm a huge, huge fan of Little Britain, is that...
Yeah! Tweedledee and Tweedledum!
That's the dude from Little Britain.
I'm Tweedledee. No, I'm Tweedledee. No, he's Tweedledum, and I'm Tweedledee.
You have the worst British accent ever. Please don't ever do that again. But, it's David Williams, or Matt Williams, David, what's the other guy's name? It was the fat one from Little Britain. He's in there. And that was so awesome.
It was awesome. I was like, dude, I know that, didn't it? Don't we? What the fuck?
Yeah, Shazam says the technology is the same, and I bet Alice wasn't still in production when Avatar came out. Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, probably not. I don't know.
But Alice was also not 2.5 fucking hours long, so...
Actually, it was pretty fucking long.
Not that long.
I don't know, dude. It's pretty
Alice
long.
In Wonderland?
Like, Alice,
we're talking
sci-fi.
The 3D. No, we're not talking about that anymore. Oh. Keep up. Come on.
Okay.
All right.
Anyway,
so
New Moon.
That's all you.
It was, you know, I watched the first one. What the fuck was it called? Twilight. And
True
it was
Blood?
Shit, and I didn't really dig it.
Was it called True Blood?
Twilight.
Was it called Blade?
Will you
was
shut
it
the
called
fuck up? You're so annoying.
How many other fucking movies were there like that? Pick one.
None of them had, like, vampire diamond skin that shined.
That's so retarded. You can't go in the sunlight, because if you do, you burst into flames. That's a vampire. If you don't burst into flames when you're in the sunlight, sorry, you're not a real vampire, fag.
Mormon housewives don't like to make people burst
Mormon
into flames.
Housewives should stick to being Mormon housewives, then.
Anyway, so the first one sucked. And I was like, you know, I'll give it another chance because, yeah, Ashley read all the books and she's like, I really liked the books, you know, but you could totally tell it was written by a Mormon housewife. She's like, it's not as hard and dark as you would suspect it to be. She's like, but they are, it is a really good story and all that stuff. And I'm like, all right, so I'll give it another chance. I'll watch this fucking second movie, right? And it's actually not all that bad. Like, the storyline's good. I still don't think Edward's hot. Everybody thinks Edward's hot. I still don't think he's hot. It's disgusting. And I don't know. It was all right. It wasn't horribly bad or anything. You know, it's got a good storyline. It's about it, you know.
You know what else had a good storyline? Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
You know what else after that? Tristan and Isolde and every other fucking movie on that premise that's come out since. So thank you for rehashing that. But, you know, keeping with the times, because hey, vampires are cool now, right? Vampires are in.
They've always vampires been in, dude.
And 3D. They're in. They're in it to win.
Vampires have always been in.
You know who needs a Carpe Noctem tattoo on their tit? Fucking vampires. Because, I mean, if anyone's seizing the night, it's the vampires, okay? Let's be honest.
Oh, God.
All right, well, I got a couple more stories here before we call it a night. You know how everyone's always like, oh, look at these dogs. They're so cute, these pugs. Well,
right.
We have another case of animals feasting on the flesh of their owners. These ones happen to be pugs. And the fucked up thing about this is that the dogs are now being given up for adoption instead of being put the fuck down.
Wait, were they... Now, was the owner
okay, so
already dead and
he killed himself. The owner commits suicide. This is in Nebraska. Two pugs feasted on the flesh of their owner for 2 weeks after he died.
No, that's not the dog's fault. Why would you put the dog down?
Because
they have live.
They have the taste of blood. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Dude.
Yeah, it does matter. I don't know.
It's not its fault,
with
dude.
With pugs. It doesn't matter whose fault it is. The fact of the matter is these animals have the taste of blood now, and they will eat other humans. I mean, they're little pugs, but still.
Yeah,
I don't
dude,
think
I don't
animals
think
that
it would,
eat... that should be given up.
I would
for
give it a few months and check it out, see how the dog is, and if it's fine, it's fine, dude.
Yeah.
It
I
only
don't know.
Did what it had to do to survive. It's not like, okay, you know the movie Alive where they had to eat fucking people and stuff to
yeah.
stay alive?
You know the movie
you don't think
The
they
Book
got
of
down.
Eli? You see what happens when you eat humans if you're human?
Yes, but the thing is if you do what you have to do to survive, and if that means eating someone or
yes,
whatever.
But
you
humans,
don't need to be put down when you get back to society.
Because humans
do you?
Have
you
enough
have the taste of blood, and you want to eat people. Ah!
My girlfriend's retarded. Humans have the brain capacity to know that okay, I'm done surviving now,
if
and I
can
go back.
If a dog gets a can of dog food again, it's gonna be like, oh man,
it's
I miss
gonna
this
be
shit.
Like it's gonna bite the hand that just fed it. Okay, that's what's gonna happen. So this is Papillion, Nebraska. The autopsy determined the man died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Suicide, of course. The Humane Society spokeswoman. You know what's funny?
What?
They have a typo here. It's the Human Society.
Oh, nice. Not the Humane.
Oh,
awesome.
Spell check. Isn't that reliable, is it? The Human Society.
That's great.
Oh, man. Should have had
the adopt E. humans here?
That's so great. I should write them and be like,
fucked up.
When did you guys get a human society? Because all we have here are humane societies. That's so fantastic. She told the LP, the AP, that feeding on the corpse would be normal behavior for dogs left without food or water for such a long time. But he added there's no way to conclusively prove that the dogs had done so. The Nebraska Humane Society is currently trying to find a home for the dogs named Harry and Sally. Do you remember when Harry met Sally?
No.
It was a horrible joke. Langdon said the dogs are in good shape mentally and physically. How do you even... Really? Because we gave them a psych eval, right? Yeah, this is retarded. People and their fucking dogs. I'm so sick of dogs.
They're pugs, dude. Honestly.
And those dogs, I dated a girl whose mother raised those dogs, and I fucking hate them.
Hey, what about...
There's nothing cute about that. They can't breathe.
I know.
Put them down.
I know. What about if, like... The
All
person...
dogs. Don't need them.
Anyway!
And they don't go to heaven, by the way.
Are you done?
Got milk?
Shut up. Listen to me for
this?
A second.
Okay.
What if it was a cat? One person committed suicide, and he had a couple cats in the house, and the cats had to
fucking
eat him.
Well, I'm sorry, dude. We're not having a dog or a cat shortage, okay? If they're eating that stuff, I would just as soon play it safe and put them down. If they were endangered species, then I'd say, God forbid, let's preserve them.
Well, I mean...
There's other pugs. Who gives a shit?
Well, I'm just saying, why punish them for...
It's not the fact... You're missing the point, okay? It's not the fact that they did it or they didn't do it on purpose or whatever. They're dogs. They're going to survive. I understand that. The fact is that most dogs, once they get that taste of blood in their mouth, that is all they will eat.
I don't think
that
so,
is the
man.
Fact of the matter. Yes, it is, dude. Why do people have to put their dogs down when they attack people and they get that blood in their mouth? Because they it
no,
makes
them
fucked.
No, it's because it attacked someone, and that's not cool, okay?
That's right. Zofu says, just kill all the pugs anyway. They're fucking inbred mutants.
Yes,
I
they
agree.
Are. When a dog attacks someone, that means that it's got a mental fucking disorder, basically.
Or maybe
it's
hungry and it has... Or maybe it has the taste of blood in
it
its mouth.
It has an anger issue is what it is.
So it needs anger management. Okay,
no,
good.
So,
now
I
we're
mean,
taking our dogs to psychiatrists.
Oh my
That's
God,
a good
you're
world.
So annoying. Yes, some dogs are fucked up in the head and they attack people, okay? Those ones you would
only
put
the
down.
Ones that were
but
molested
if you kill
as
yourself
children.
And there's no one there to feed the fucking dog and it eats you because that's all you left it.
You're missing... Okay, you're right. Absolutely. Moving on. Got milk. Ugh. How about gotten by milk? Ha! A woman in Kentucky got busted for public intoxication, and when the cop came at her, she assaulted him with... her breast milk.
Nice. She bit me just out of
well,
nowhere.
Well, quit fucking with her. That's what you get. Now we have to put both of you down.
She's got a taste of blood. What are you going to do?
I'm going to put you down,
put
and
down?
Then I'm going to put her down. Yes.
You got to find a new girlfriend and a co-host.
No, no. According to the WYMT News, Tony Trammell was changing into a prison uniform when she squirted a stream of breast milk into the face of a female officer who proceeded to lap it up, and then they filmed a porno.
That's disgusting, dude.
31-year-old was later slapped with an additional charge of third-degree assault, so pretty sweet shit.
It's disgusting.
If you don't mind me saying, pretty sweet shit.
Disgusting.
So, oh, I do. I got one more. I gotta read this because this is pretty awesome. So, right. Seattle arrested a chick, and the deputy, the chick is in the back of the squad car. Right, I'm just gonna tell you 'kay. What happened here from memory. She tries to get the handcuffs around from her back to her front.
Uh huh.
Gets stuck. Vagina just hanging out now because she's stuck. Cop turns around and snaps a picture of her vagina and uploads it to the law enforcement database.
What the fuck?
As her mugshot, if you know what I mean. The woman identified in the complaint as DC says deputy arrested and handcuffed her on suspicion of drunk driving. He left her alone in the squad car as she tried to, quote, get her handcuffs from behind her back to the front. During the process, she inadvertently exposed her genitalia.
Oh my God.
And that's when Officer Allen took advantage of her compromising position and photographed her genitalia.
Wow, did he get punished at all for that?
The defendant, the cop, then uploaded the pornographic photo to Gondor, which is a law enforcement database. Gaunt, really?
What?
Slap your IT guy in the face, because that is a horrible, horrible name.
Yeah, he's like, it's one of the characters in the book I'm writing, okay?
I know, because they are, oh God. Exposing plaintiff's genitals to all the law enforcement agencies that had access to the database, that's like the same, that's the equivalent of someone like sending a forward. They're like, I put it on Gondor.
Dude, why wouldn't you just like send it to like your friend or something?
I know, like
not
I'm
like the entire database. Okay,
yeah, I'm not gonna.
There's
get...
gonna be a couple cops that log in and are gonna be like, "What the? That's not right."
Yeah, I'm not gonna get in any kind of trouble for putting this in Gondor.
Yeah, right. That's fucked up.
So at roughly the same time, Deputy Allen filed a report of the arrest, which accomplished little other than amusing himself and his colleagues.
She sued Allen and Pierce County, seeking punitive damages for outrage and invasion of privacy, and she is represented by Daryl Cochran, of course.
Wish that shit happened to me, dude. I get banked.
I know. That's so crazy.
Why can't something cool like that happen to me?
Go get arrested more.
All right.
Please. Then we can
go
film,
to Cattleman's.
We can film. Yeah, no. We can film another fucking jailhouse prono. That'd be great.
Another jailhouse prono?
Well, after this one.
Oh.
You know.
Anyway.
Is what I meant.
Anyway.
You got anything else before we call it an evening?
Nah.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being with us. Of course, the Monday night show. You can always email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. You can leave us a message, 406-204-4687. Thejamhole.com/Twitter and YouTube and MySpace and Facebook and all the same shit. You guys know, of course, it's a new month, kind of, still. So thejamhole.com/vote. Make sure you give us a vote. Thejamhole.com/donate/store. We have 4 shirts left. 5, 4. 3, 4, 2, 1.
1 large and 3
yeah,
extra large.
Yeah, something like that. So, yeah, check that out. And we'll be back Wednesday for Ep 321. Until then, we'll talk to you guys online. Peace.
Later.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.